There's a chill on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. House business essentially frozen because of Republican division in the race for House Speaker.
The first task for the new House Republican majority is proving far from routine, electing a speaker.
Apparently, 10% of the conference thinks they get to tell the other 90% when we get to start work.
South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson expressing frustration at a conservative block of Republicans withholding support for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't take orders from anyone in this town. My orders come from my district and my constituents.
Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry leads the House Freedom Caucus, lining up against McCarthy's speakership. McCarthy will need to win an outright majority, likely 218 votes, to be elected Speaker.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. McCarthy appears to be short of the votes needed in a second round of balloting. The first time in 100 years the vote for Speaker wasn't settled on the first ballot. And that process holding up the GOP agenda, which includes border security.
We're advancing our preparations, as I've mentioned, to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre insisting the administration is preparing for the end of that pandemic-era restriction on asylum seekers, while again accusing Republicans of political stunts on immigration, though there has been a bipartisan work on reform recently in the Senate. The suspect in the killing of four University of Idaho students has just waived his right to an extradition hearing at a court appearance in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested at his parents' house nearly 7 weeks after the killings. His lawyer has said Brian Koberger expects to be exonerated. Wall Street kicks off the new year with losses. The Dow down about 12 points at the closing bell, but that's off, well off, session lows. The S&P and the NASDAQ also finishing in the red. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A teenager accused of attacking police officers in New York City could face federal terrorism charges.
19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine, traveled by Amtrak to New York City to attack police officers, say investigators. Allegedly took a machete, shouted Allahu Akbar, and slashed three officers before he was shot. A few blocks from where thousands were gathering for the Times Square New Year's Eve celebrations. The officers are out of the hospital, but Bickford, shot in the shoulder, remains there under arrest for attempted murder and assault. The family home was searched by investigators over the weekend, and his mother and aunt reportedly became so concerned about his jihadist extremism that they contacted the feds, and the teen was put on the FBI terrorism watch list. He's expected to soon be arraigned. In New York, Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Still hospitalized in Ohio, Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest during a game with the Bengals last night. The NFL announcing today that the suspended game will not resume this week. They have not ruled out a later date. Criticism leads to change in the way one publication ranks colleges and universities.
U.S. News and World Report has been ranking top schools since 1987, but this year's list will look a bit different. After criticism that it favored private sector jobs with its ratings, the magazine said in a letter to law school deans that it will give more weight to schools whose grads go to pursue advanced degrees or school-funded fellowships to work in public service jobs with lower pay. U.S. News says it will also rely less on surveys of schools' reputations submitted by academics, lawyers, and judges, and will no longer consider indicators of student debt or the amount per student that each school spends. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, could have been worse on the first trading day of 2023. The Dow down about 11 points as the numbers settle after a triple-digit slide during the session. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.